In 46 BC, Rome conquered the ancient Numidian kingdom of Juba I. His young son, Juba II, was taken to Rome and led in chains before the cheering crowds in the Forum. But a few years later, a young woman would retrace these steps in another Roman triumph. Her name, Cleopatra Selene. One day, Juba and Cleopatra will be husband and wife and will jointly rule Numidia with Selene as queen of Mauritania. But that's jumping ahead a little bit. We're going to resume our story of Cleopatra's children immediately after Antony and Cleopatra's death. Because there's some children, Alexander Helios, Cleopatra Selene, and little Ptolemy Philadelphus were taken to Rome. There they would meet their childhood companions, a virtual who's who list of the ancient Roman world. In the Domus Palatina, Octavian's house, lived 13-year-old Tiberius Claudius Nero, future emperor of Rome, with his 9-year-old brother Drusus, and Octavian's only child, 9-year-old Julia. 3 more children lived a stone's throw away on the Palatine. In Octavia's Palatine home lived 14-year-old M. Claudius Marcellus, Augustus's chosen heir. His 2 sisters, both named Claudia Marcella, 13 years of age and 12 years of age, and Octavia's 2 daughters by Antony, both named Antonia, ages 10 and 7. Finally, there was 13-year-old Julius Antonius, the orphaned son of Antonia. Such was the new world Antony and Cleopatra's children must conquer. Alexander Helios and Ptolemy Philadelphus mysteriously disappear from the pages of history, some believe through the foul play by the ancestors of Herod the Great. Caesarion, as we've already discovered, was executed immediately after Actium, as was Antony's son Antyllus. Later, his only surviving son, Julius, came to his end after his intrigues with Augustus's banished daughter, Julia. We'll now shift our focus exclusively to Cleopatra Selene and her brilliant husband, Juba II. In ancient Rome, the age of marriage was much younger than our own. A girl could be married at 12 years of age and a boy at 14. One by one, over time, all the children of Octavian and Octavia's home would marry. Marcella I married Aemilia Lepidus. Marcella II, Marcus Agrippa. Antonio I married Lucius Domitius Ahenobarbus. And Julia married her cousin, Marcellus. Tiberius married Vipsania Agrippina. And Drusus married the famed Antonia. But who would marry Cleopatra's daughter? This was the burning question. It was impossible to think of her marrying Marcellus, Tiberius, or any other possible heir to empire. Someone had to be found. Someone safe. Someone perfect. Augustus chose wisely by choosing a brilliant young man of letters, himself raised in Rome. He wore chains as well. The 2 children Rome first saw in chains, they would now see in purple. Together, they would rule the only independent Mediterranean kingdom. Who was this Numidian prince? His name was Juba II. He was an author so celebrated and prolific in the ancient world that he appeared constantly in the works of Plutarch, Pliny, Josephus, Strabo, and Photius. He wrote histories of Rome, Africa, Arabia, Assyria. He also wrote a history of painting, the history of grammar, as well as being a poet. He is also known for the discovery of the Canary Islands, 80 miles off the West African coast, opposite southern Morocco. We also know that Plutarch credits Juba for the majority of his information on his mother-in-law, Cleopatra of Egypt. Think of it. Shakespeare based his play, Antony and Cleopatra, upon Plutarch. Plutarch drew his information from Juba II, king of Numidia. This distinguished young man, the friend of Virgil, Horace, Livy, Ovid, and so many others, would now marry Cleopatra's daughter. Juba II, 10 years her senior, would now leave all of his literary pursuits to build roads and aqueducts, and the first city to bear the name Caesarea. Join us next time as we conclude our series on Cleopatra's children.